Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Yeah, I did want to say this as God's news behind the news. We had a chance, Pat and I were in a meeting yesterday, and when we were talking about with some people who are actually in the business arena that are talking about what we're happening with these taxes and the healthcare burdens and all that different stuff. And, you know, when people talk about government, you know, they think about, they have a wrong perception of government. They're thinking that government is there to save us, you know, many people do, and that they have this big, vast well of resources that they just dig from it and they throw it out to the people like you would at a hog trough, you know, take some. And, you know, and we have now, which, you know, you can find out how we feel about or how I feel about it on the Torch, VFN Torch. I think, you know, we obviously have some serious issues how we're not taking care of people. But are we going to turn to government to do it? Or are we going to do it as the church? But what we don't do by choice, because God loves people, he will do by force, you know? And so, but with that, you know, here you have all these healthcare laws kicking in. They're going to start charging the money now so that when the program itself kicks in, like in 2014, then they will have, I guess, some reserves or whatever. And I haven't read the whole thing.
Well,
I plead congressman. I plead congressman. We read nothing. They just cut and pasted whatever the president said. Anyway, so... but with this, you know, for example, the McDonald's Corporation, they have stores obviously around the world, and they have employees full-time and part-time. Just this law alone in one company now, they're going to have to pay over $142 million or more a year. $142 million a year for their employees. And so somebody goes, well, that's right. That's what those big government, big corporations, that's what they need to do. But see, then you go get your little Happy Meal.
Yeah. Hello.
And your little Happy Meal that used to be, I don't know.
Two or three bucks.
No, I know 2-3 bucks.
Is it? Well, you're in Jersey. What's in Jersey? What is it there?
Actually, it was about $7.
What? Isn't that amazing? It's taxes there. It is. If anybody should be upset, it should be New York and Jersey. The taxes are horrific.
That's right.
And they're fixing to add taxes to your taxes.
Yep.
You know. Anyway, so... And so that means this is your Happy Meal that, you know, $7 is really unhappy for a Happy Meal.
Yeah, right.
That it could be, I don't know. It could be more. It could be
a whole lot
14
more.
Bucks.
Yeah.
I'm $142 million. They're going to pay for it. They're not going to, because it's owned by your neighbor who owns the stock in McDonald's. I mean, they're
exactly.
The ones, they're not going to take a loss here. They're going to pass that loss along and they're going to raise the prices of their products. So we're about to see all the way across America, this is how we're going to pay for the healthcare program. When you go to Burger King, when you go to buy a box of cereal, when you go to get gas, all these business people, they're bearing the brunt of this. And so what they're going to do now, they're going to pass that on to you. So when you get gas, when you got gas for, you know, $4, now gas may be $5 a gallon.
Right.
You know, when you got a Happy Meal for $3 or $7, now it could be, you know, $5 or $8. When you, you know, you go shop for groceries and you buy milk, and milk is, I don't know, $4 a gallon maybe. I have not a clue.
You're pretty close. Yeah.
Really?
You're pretty close.
That was a word of knowledge. And but then, you know, milk is gonna cost you more. We are the government. It's a government by the people and for the people. The government itself, understand this. The government itself, it makes no money. It generates no money. They do not go to work, and when they produce a product and then they go sell it. And then they generate money and they give it to us. What they do is they generate ideas, concepts, taxes, policies, and procedures. And they say, we need to fund it.
Which we pay for.
And then they come to us and say, listen, we're going to have to raise your Happy Meal. And they're like, that's not happy. I mean, you can't raise on our Happy Meal prices. And so it's going to be distributed all across our products and services are fixing to go up immediately because they're going to start charging right away for it. We talked also about, you know, the doctors are... There's not enough doctors to provide the healthcare now. There won't be enough doctors to provide the healthcare for that many people. And because the government's going to be the one determining how much healthcare you give an individual, whether you give them this or that or that or this, they feel like it's a violation of their, you have to help me with their oath, the Hippocratic oath, what do you call that?
Hippocratic oath.
Yeah, Hippocratic oath. that they're no longer in charge of how they render those services to an individual, and so they're lying to their patients. Mm. So doctors are all beginning to quit their practices. Wisdom, people that open us up and fix things for us on our hearts, wow, and lungs and stuff, that they are talking about now quitting the practice. So not only will we have enough, but now we're, you know, we're not going to have the ones that are there. A lot of them are going to be walking away. They just said, I can't sit there and lie to my patients when I'm not making the choice, but a panel decided whether you should have this treatment or not.
That's right. That based we don't have enough nurses either as well. Just, there's going to be a shortage all around.
Right, and wisdom would say, change government, but wisdom would say, go back to original intent. But we're going to talk, let's just say that this was the way to go. Then wisdom would say, you know, give it 5 years and train up new doctors with new mindsets, new nurses with new mindsets, and begin to train them for your socialism experiment. You know, because yeah, you're going to need, when you're going to provide entire society something, which is socialism, then you're going to need people to man those social positions. I mean, you're going, right, to need, you're going to need somebody that says, I'm in this for the $3 they pay me a day to be able to have, you know, give you brain surgery. Mm-hmm. It's like, let's go, let's do this, right? Not. And so faith in the Lord will increase. And,
oh, yes, it will.
Yeah, that's right.
But, you know, and so we're going to even lose the doctors that we have. You know, can you imagine, you know, we talked about this and you can find out about this on the VFN Torch, but you know, a restaurant that's doing good business, you know, and they're feeding about, you know, 500 people a day, they're feeding these meals and they're doing good business. But then all of a sudden the government says, listen, you're so good at feeding people, you know, 500 a day, we want you to feed the entire community. Mm. Well, first of all, he got into business or she got into business because that's the American dream. That you can employ some people, you can have your dream, you can work hard, and you can take care of your family with that. And maybe bless a lot of people with it as well. I mean, you got those many employees, believe me, you're blessing them big time. If you have any employees, you need to thank your employer.
Right.
You need to thank your employer. They're paying dearly to have you there, and they're blessed to have you, but believe me, they're paying a lot of money to have you there now, especially with the federal government. And so then the government says, well, now we want you to feed the whole city. And here the owner, restaurant owner says, well, I only have enough equipment to feed 500. And I'm doing that because that's what my vision is, what I'm going to do. That's my business. Right. It's my rights as American to have a business. And we're able, my family's eating because we're feeding these 500 people and these employees are working. But if you give us the whole city to feed, our employees will quit. Mm. You know, we can't afford to pay them because we spent all the money on food. And we still didn't have enough money for the food. And then our small pot that only cooks for 500 people is going to just fall apart because it can't cook for, and our stove can't handle that much traffic. You know, and our parking lot's not that big. And so what does the businessman do?
Right. Mm. Quits.
He just quits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What are the doctors doing? They're quitting. And so you can't just throw government's, you can't throw your responsibility on the government, because the government is going to throw it back on somebody else and they're just going to walk away from it.
That's right.
You know, mm-hmm, and they're going to grow them a little garden. And, you know, if they're a business person or entrepreneur, they're not concerned because they can always, they know how to survive. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We got to get that frontiersman attitude again in our hearts, because that's who founded this country, was people that could survive.
That's right. You know, make it happen.
Make it totally happen. So with that, you know, I just want to encourage you that if it does stop and we rethink this thing and do provide health care in some way, but don't do it that way, then we may survive this thing. But if they throw this huge albatross of financial debt of $1.2 trillion a year or something on that local restaurant man, on these doctors, they'll just walk away from it. You know, and they'll go work for McDonald's where you shop and then you pay $75 for a burger. That's how prices, by the way, get up so high. That's why you say you can't buy a loaf of bread with all that gold. Remember, it's part of the end times because they drive the, I mean, we're like end time type prophecy things going on right here. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
And a whole wheelbarrow of money couldn't even buy that.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That is.
So you need to get back to the basics. Find out Proverbs. They read Proverbs, the whole thing. You find out. Say, man, I this is what I need to do. Despite what I'm doing, I need to be a prudent person preparing. And you can see that on VFN TV. Go to VFNTV.com and subscribe. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.